Give me the UPI reporter on duty at White House.
All right, sir.
Roy Lahr with UPI, sir.
Roy.
There you are.
Roy.
Ray Lahr.
Ray, how you doing?
Okay.
They said Roy, and I didn't think about you. Ray, did you write this UPI 65 today?
No.
I won't talk to whoever wrote it, because I don't think I made myself clear to him. Will you take a note or two on it?
Yeah. Which one was it? Is this the one on foreign policy or the one on...
Well, it's just a general story on the news conference, but it's got it all screwed up, and before it's published, I want to... They said Johnson told the conference U.S. government expressed to France its views on the impact that French recognition have on the Western line of the free world. He declined to say what these views were. We opposed very much the recognition, and I said so. I didn't decline anything. So just cut out that decline and say that the government opposed the recognition.
Uh-huh.
Well, the government was known to oppose recognition.
Yeah, I mean...
Everybody knows that, and the reporter must have known it. I just didn't make myself clear.
Government was known to oppose it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen the story, but...
We all opposed it. The next paragraph, it says, but he declined to disclose details of a new peace plan. Nobody asked me for any details of it. There are no details of a new peace plan proposed by the Inter-American Peace Commission. They're still working on it.
Well, I sort of got the impression that there was something there that you said shouldn't be discussed while they're talking.
I said they're working. They haven't got any peace plan yet. They don't know what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
They're exchanging views.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm declining to tell you the truth.
Uh-huh.
You get the point?
Yeah.
Johnson declined to say whether he was encouraged with the latest developments concerning Panama. I didn't decline to. I just said they're discussing it.
Uh-huh.
You can't express optimism or pessimism about something they're talking about that you haven't had an agreement on.
Mm-hmm.
This boy just got declined to whoever it was. Might have been Helen. I don't know.
No, she's not here today.
He's got three declines in there, and all three of them I think, could be adjusted a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to quarrel about it, and I'm not mad or fussing. I'm just pointing out that it's not in line with what I said or the rest of the story.
Uh-huh. Okay.
What I'd like to say is that the government opposed the recognition, which I did say.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd like to say is that the details of a new police plan are being worked on.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I'm declining to disclose them, because, hell, they haven't been agreed on.
Right. Uh-huh.
And instead of declining that he say I'm encouraged or discouraged, I'd say that we can't tell what's going to happen until they agree on it. Do you follow me?
Yep.
And that decline just got in that typewriter, and the damn thing kept repeating itself. It got hung.
Sounds like it.
So 65. Now, should I talk to the person who wrote it? I don't want to be fussy and say I'm sensitive. I just want to be accurate.
Well, I'm not sure how this is handled.
I asked the White House operator to get the person that's on duty for UPI.
Yeah.
Well, I hope the one that covered it.
I was in there, but I did not handle that story. And
who handled it?
Bill Eaton. I think Bill Eaton handled the story you're referring to.
Is he on duty?
Yes, but he's not here now.
Would you give him this? I'm going to a wedding out at Hale Boggs' reception for his daughter.
Right.
This is not anything to quarrel about, and nobody's being criticized. Let him know it. He's not being fussed at.
Mm-hmm.
Just let him know, though, that the questions are that the government opposed the recognition, which everybody knows, which I said.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't decline to disclose details because none of them have been agreed on yet. You
right.
can't decline something that hadn't been agreed on.
Right.
And he didn't decline to say he is encouraged or discouraged because there's no agreement been reached.
Uh-huh.
I've talked on it twice since I came out of this meeting.
Uh-huh.
Now, you're an old friend of mine, and you've always had my interest at heart.
Still do.
I know that. Now, tell me honestly and without quoting me to anybody, should I do what I did this morning, or should I just go on and let George Reedy handle it? I had a good deal of things I could say, and I like to see the press, and I like to know what they say about me like I did when I was in the Senate. But I don't want to get criticized for trying to be helpful.
No, I think these are good ideas.
That's what I think.
This is the first one I've had the good luck to be present for, but I think they're a good idea.
Well, you remember in the Senate, we kind of had a tendency, we kind of met with them every day.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And everything I knew, they knew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, I can't meet with them every day here now because I'm missing lunch and everything else, but it seems to me that if they want to be respected and be somebody at the White House, that they can't be any better way than talking to the man himself direct once in a while.
Yes, I think all the guys like it. Of course, the fellows from all over town who aren't here all the time, they would like to know in advance.
Well, of course they would, but why in the hell are they're covered?
Uh-huh. I think you got the right to work things out the way you want to do it.
I'm going to do it as long as I don't secret anything. Then they got a right to raise hell. I don't have to give them a rocking chair.
That's right. Okay, thank you.
Will you straighten this out for me?
Right, Mr.
UPI,
President.
Let me give you the number of it. UPI 65.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Mr. President.